Live from the nucleus of Southwest Florida's man brain.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, man panel fans of all ages, welcome to the man panel! This is the most talked about relationship advice segment on the planet, so don't waste your time arguing with your significant other on Valentine's Day. Call us. We'll settle the argument today.
Just like that.
Just like that. There's a couple of ways to get your question onto the man panel. You can obviously call in. Phone lines wide open all the time. 239-765-1039. The Absolute Law text line always open as well at 239-765-1039. Email me, big at b1039.com, or get onto the B1039 Radio Facebook page and send us an inbox message, and we'll get it there. That's your ways to get your messages on today. We do have some a special guest, if you will. All right. Besides the fact that we have the standard man panelists also today on the man panel, we do have Captain Brian in on the man panel. Woo! And he is joined by comedian Pat Goodwin, who was here yesterday.
Yes. Woo! And you know what, Biggs? We have people sitting in traffic now excited about the man panel. There's a 6-car pileup on the Cape Coral Bridge. You can't get across to Fort Myers. So they're tuned in, ready to go.
All right, if you've got a question, let's go ahead and get right to it. First and foremost, let's talk about half of the people say their sex life is stuck in a rut. Here are the top 5 ways to get out. So let's go around the room right now and just see if how many of these top 5 we can name with the entire man panel. All right, let's see if you can get one on the list. Who's up first? Who wants to go first? Mad Mel, you're up.
Stuck in a rut.
The top five ways to get out of your sexual rut.
Get divorced.
Not on the list.
Damn.
Not on the list.
That's a good one, though.
What do you think, Mad Mel?
To get out of your rut?
Yeah.
You know what? Make some dinner. Put on put that lingerie out.
Number 5 on the list. Ding. Mad Mel got one. Number 5 on the list, wearing lingerie. Dr. Dollar.
Put some effort and do something together during the day. For example, go on a trip, go kayaking, go biking, exercise, go to the gym together.
Not on the list. Sorry, Doc.
He's so sensitive. I'm really starting to like him more and more every week. You might need to move his seat away from me. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
All right, who else? Come on, Pat, get in here. What do you think it is?
Jump in a hot tub together.
Jump in a hot tub. You know what? Having sex in different parts of the house. I'll let that go. Different parts of the house. Okay. Way to go, Pat. I'll let that go. All right, what do you think, Captain?
I say make her a meal. Cook her dinner.
You and Dr. Dollar are hanging out together. No, that's not on the list, man.
Is cleaning the house on there, doing the
chore,
you know?
No, come on. Come on, Tucker. Get in here and tell me.
Taking care of the kids.
No.
Bro, they took my answers.
Look, guys.
Pat jumped in and took my answers.
Losing weight on there?
Listen, half of the people say their sex life is stuck in a rut. Top 5 ways to get out of the sex rut. Number
go buy
1.
Some toys.
Boom, on the list. Number 4, using love toys. Number 1, trying new positions. And number 3, we didn't say having it in strange places like the laundry room or the garage or her
hot tub.
Captain Brian's bathroom at his comedy club. I mean, whatever it is. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. What do you do?
Brian, is that room booked for tonight?
With Pat. Pat's already got a book, guys. Huh?
Yo, Pat.
Yeah.
I think that was increasing the sex, not getting out of the rut.
You're in the rut, man. You got to try new things, man.
So you just bust out the toy, and all of a sudden, everything's happening.
That's what I'm saying. You try new things.
Yes, try new things. That's how it works. Do you have questions? 239-765-1039. We got anything coming in on the Absolute Law text line yet, Babs?
No.
I got one right here.
Okay.
Inbox.
All right, dear man panel, I went out with my girlfriends on Saturday, and I bought a cute little black dress for Valentine's Day. My husband then told me we are not celebrating Valentine's Day on Thursday. He says we're going to celebrate Valentine's Day on Saturday because it will be cheaper than going out Thursday night.
Oh!
I am outraged and saddened because he's being so cheap. This sends a message to me that I'm not worth paying full price on Valentine's Day. When I expressed my feelings, my husband told me I'm being foolish and childish.
Yes.
He has no idea how women work.
Yes.
He says it's better to be practical and save money than fall into a trap for a Hallmark holiday. Is he right?
Yes, he's right. I'm not even going to wait for you. Yes, he's right.
Yeah, thank you.
Because every restaurant is crowded. You got to wait hours. Nobody wants to leave because they want to sit there and show how much in love they are. Get your food, get out. Get your food, get out.
Yeah, and we're married.
Thank
all
you
right?
very much.
We ain't romantic. We ain't.
Oh,
going,
so I, that should mean that you should not have to do anything because you're married?
No,
Bull.
He
you
can
need
make
to step
food.
Up if you want to stay married.
He can Ooh. Get. He can make her something to eat. He can do whatever. Yeah. But
you don't have
I'm
to go
not
to a restaurant.
Trying to fight with 700 people that are trying to go into a restaurant.
And neither is my wife.
Just
and
to show my, people how much I'm in love.
Is that to do the same way?
I really don't care.
Oh, you're such a liar. You're such a liar. My wife doesn't.
Oh my God.
Everybody's lining up to get in here. Yeah, go.
So women don't understand budgeting. They don't understand, let's say we have $400. The $400 on Saturday goes a long way. On Thursday, they don't go anywhere. I mean, every restaurant, they have a fixed price. It's a big deal to get in. If flowers cost $500 now, it's crazy. So this guy is going to do the whole weekend. He's going to take care of you instead of a couple of hours going to Applebee's and having something there. I love
so
this
guy. So 2 for $20 for you, girl.
Two for $20 still happening tonight and Sunday. So what's your excuse now? They don't. The
what's wrong? What's wrong with Saturday?
They're the same. Tonight, Saturday, Sunday, 7 days, 2 for $20.
Yeah, I don't have to fight.
Think
the
of
rush.
Another excuse.
Yeah, but you can't get in tonight because everybody trying to get that 2 for $20.
So you got to be proactive and set reservations.
Here's the thing about why Valentine's Day is dangerous, okay?
All right.
Because, you know, he's happily married now. He's not going to be happily married at the end of this weekend, okay? The only
what
way
if
to
the
do
wife,
this.
What if the wife says, I don't want to do anything? Is she lying?
Oh, then you should stay married to that woman. No, don't ever call, lose my number if you're married to her. but what I'm saying is the only way he can get by with that, she's right. He is cheap, and he is telling her, you're just not worth it, right? So the way to deal with that, though, if he really wants the good prices, is say, look, baby, we can go out Thursday night, and like Tucker said, be hours and go through all that misery and spend all that money. Or, and like Dr. Dollar said, hey, that money goes a lot further over the weekend. Hey, we're not going to celebrate. We're going to stay home and celebrate our Valentine's Day home together, me and you, and I'm going to make it real special. And then we're going to spend that same money, and we're going to have the whole weekend. We're going to have a Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Matt Mel's right, though. The prices don't change Valentine's Day in a normal day.
But the rush and the headache
But that's
does.
Not what he says, though. He says
he
that he's,
he did say that. He said when the hustle and bustle wasn't so crazy.
I thought he said it was based off money. It's cheaper than going out Thursday night. But the price at Ruth Chris is going to be the same today and Saturday.
I say stop being so frugal. The day is the day. Make it special. Plan. Prepare. And I'm alone, by the way. But we have two.
So what are you doing tonight, Pat?
I have two shows at the Comedy Club, and we have some space. Come on down.
Yeah, there you go.
You are kind of cute.
Yeah. Pat needs somebody to eat dinner with.
Listen, February the 14th, Valentine's Day falls on the same day every year.
Yeah.
February the 14th. You got to plan like Pat said. And if a girl says, oh, I really don't want you to do anything. I don't want anything. Deep down, she does. She's lying.
Isn't every day Valentine's Day? Come on now. Isn't every day Valentine's Day? Ladies, come on. Think about it. Like,
yes.
We love you every day.
Yes.
Your girlfriend's listening?
No. No, she's working.
Exactly.
Says the guy.
She's at work right now. Bottom line, she at work.
No,
says the guy who wouldn't recognize a serious relationship if it hit him in the face.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
But to Captain's defense.
It's okay. You can say that. His girlfriend's working.
I follow him on social media, and he's always taking his girl out to nice restaurants. So it does seem like Valentine's Day is every day.
And he's Instagramming her. Like, he representing her. Yeah. Showing people, like, I got a girlfriend, y'all.
Now, what we kind of forgetting is this thing should be working both ways.
It should.
Instead of her complaining about it, why don't you do something about it? Complaining about it.
Yeah. Take me to dinner.
Yeah, take me to dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, then when you had to sit there, then his whole thing is he don't want to hear the complaining. Because she's going to be there. Oh, my God. Why is it taking so long?
That's the issue.
What is going on here?
You're
going
to wait 45 minutes if you have a reservation. You're
going
to wait an hour if you have a reservation.
So then make dinner at home tonight. Do something special.
That's what we do.
No, but then
said we make heart-shaped pizzas at home. It's what we do every year for Valentine's Day. It's what we do at home as a family.
But if he does that, then every woman goes to the same place. Why is he being so cheap? Well, if he did it any other time, you'd think it was sweet. But because it's Valentine's Day and you got to make a show about everything, then it's a big deal.
There we go.
I'm all about making something special.
And the prices don't change.
They don't. I told you that.
I don't think it's about the prices,
but
guys.
That's what he said.
Have you bought flowers?
Well, flowers go up because of the demand. But food doesn't go up.
I mean, a dozen roses a week ago was $12.99, and today,
you know what?
It's $129.
I want to commend every man out there that has a wife or a girlfriend, or a woman that has a wife or a girlfriend that is patient enough to sit for an hour and 30 minutes to eat Valentine's Day dinner. My wife would say, screw this place, let's go home. That's my wife. That's who she is. That's why I married her. She ain't about that hour and a half wait. And just for the record, neither am I.
If I had a restaurant, I'd come in like, look, it's Valentine's Day. You can eat in 45 minutes. You need to be out. I need these tables.
Yeah,
I got to
get people in. Set a timer on the table. Click.
There you go. Put a timer on the table. You have 45 minutes to show your love and get up out of here because I got other people waiting.
Stephanie, you're on the air. What do you want to comment? Go ahead. Stephanie, go ahead.
Go out to dinner either. I would rather be at home and spend it with my significant other. And I don't like to get flowers or chocolate.
See? There you go. Thank you very much for calling in. My wife is the same person. She does want something, and I'm doing that, but it's not tangible. Like, it's not something I got to go out and buy. Just for the record, I want to go on the record and defend myself real quick, all right? We do have a wedding anniversary in 10 days, guys. All right, just so you know. So that's where we celebrate Valentine's Day. Our wedding anniversary is 10 days later.
I mean, why are you going on the record?
Because he ain't getting her nothing today.
Oh, I'm getting her something today. She already got something today. Matter of fact, I'll tell you, I got my wife, and I've never even heard of this. She asked me to get it, so I got it for her. A vegan bag. It looks like a Louis, but it's a vegan. It's made out of, like, non-leather, but it looks leather. I've never heard of a vegan bag, but it's something that my wife's into, and she bought it, so that's what I got her. So she pointed me in the direction. I got it.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I did. What did you do, Tucker?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
Whatever. You'll be getting her some new red bottoms. Yeah. Like she asked for.
You're getting her nothing.
Yeah. You talk so. Oh,
you talk so.
Right?
Yeah. And we see here, like he backed down. He walked away from the mic when she was here last week. All right. We all saw it.
I got a vegan gift card at that vegan. Very vegan.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I told you, I get the last word, whether it's, okay, honey. Yeah, we can do that. I'm getting the last word.
You're right.
There you go. And everybody thought that I was crazy. Like, no, you don't do that. I do it all the time. We need to go out. Yes, honey, we're going out. That's the last word.
The phone lines are locked solid. Well, I've got
any woman knows, Tucker, that if she's smart and she wants to stay happily married, she runs the show but lets the man think he runs the show.
Yeah.
That's a happy marriage right there.
My wife's a master. She's like a ninja, that stuff right there.
And, you know, we all work. My wife works. I work. My kids go to school the next day. I mean, we cannot, like, okay, let's go all night long and party and have a couple of bottles of champagne and be at work tomorrow morning. You cannot do that. I mean,
it's
one thing if it happens on the weekend.
But I'll be calling in sick tomorrow, guys. Right. You're right. I can't do that tomorrow. I'll be calling in sick tonight.
So the guy just used the wrong excuse to tell her. He should have just said, let's wait till Saturday because we have more time to have a good time.
Unless you're Captain Brian.
Or it's because his mistress is working tonight.
He didn't sell that properly. He didn't sell it properly.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. That's all right. He's learning. All right, we got more demand panel right after the break. Hold on.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. We do have a couple of accidents, one on Cypress Lake Drive in Summerlin, another one on Sunshine Boulevard in West 12th, and lastly, one on Bass Road in Health Park Commons Drive. I'm sorry, we do have an accident on the Cape Coral Bridge heading into Fort Myers right now. They said it's like a six-car pileup. This traffic report has been brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market. I am Babs, and this is B1039.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back now with the Man Panel. If you got questions, we've got answers. Pick up your phone and call us right now, 239-765-1039. I got comments on Valentine's Day coming in. Let's start with Debbie. Debbie's on line three. Debbie, what's your comment? Go ahead.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a comment about that. Now, my husband and I, we are romantic. We do things together all the time. Now, I told him I didn't want chocolate because I'm trying to lose weight, and he knows that. I love chocolate. I love flowers, but you're buying flowers, and they're only going to last so long. What he does for me all the time, every day of the week, he'll do the laundry for me. He cooks every day. He cleans the house and takes care of the dog. So I don't have to do any of that because I work full-time. He works a little part-time job. He's mostly retired. And that means more to me than all this commercialized go get diamonds and chocolate and roses and go out and to dinner. I don't need all that. I just need to know that you love me and that you show it.
Okay, like pay my car note. I'll take my car note being paid as a Valentine's gift, you know? Cash at me some money.
Debbie, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. All right.
What else? Love is money? Love is money? Is that what you're trying to say?
Whatever you want it to be, baby.
What do you want, Tucker? I'm sorry, Mad Mel. I had you turned off. Go ahead.
Today, Babs is celebrating Benjamin's. How many she can get for Valentine's.
Chandra Babs Littleton, my Cash App.
What's your car payment? I'm game.
You are?
Watch out.
The beret, baby. It's the beret.
I like that he picked the Kia Forte payment. That's the one thing he picked, all right?
Stop telling people what kind of car I drive.
I mean, the black one with the sheriff lead, he know.
You didn't know I sold her that Prius.
She said exactly what's supposed to happen.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
You're supposed to, not just one day. If you want me to celebrate one day, and I said it before.
Well, you said it. Like, I know. We're going to do it all one day.
If you want me to celebrate one day, then I'm going to go all out on one day. So that means 360-something days, I'm going to act crazy to you.
Right.
Is that what you want?
No.
Think about what you're asking for.
I'm pretty sure Azra D is saying right now you act crazy
anyway.
I don't care
what she's thinking.
You got text messages rolling in?
We do, but comments.
All right, what do you got?
My birthday is on the 16th, so Valentine's Day is non-existent. My husband shows me he loves me by taking me to Driftwood for my garden and a new tattoo. What's up, Babs? It's your local swinger. I wanted to tell the Man Panel my wife and I don't do flowers and dinner just because of the date. However, this is the second time she is getting a new car on February the 14th. Ooh.
Yeah, you better keep buying them cars, dog, because she going to meet somebody new one day. I'm just going to let you know.
Married 16 years and don't care about going out to a loud, noisy restaurant. I'd rather him spend his time putting something together. We're going to a hotel for the weekend and spend time away from the kids.
There you go.
Putting something together.
The lady on air was spot on. Commercialized day is all. I'm all about showing love every day.
239-765-1039. All right, let's get to this next message. Go ahead, Babs.
Oh.
I already gave it to you.
Oh, okay. No, this is the one you gave me. I already did it.
No. No, 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 no. I gave you a different one.
Oh, this one?
Yep.
All right. Dear Man Panel, I love my girlfriend, but I hate her cat. Her cat also hates me in return. It tries to rip off my face when I fall asleep. If I try to touch my girlfriend, her cat attacks me. The cat bullies me, and my girlfriend thinks it's funny. I've been with my girlfriend for a year, and she just adopted this cat 3 months ago. My girlfriend whines that we're not living together yet, and I tell her how I'm not in love with the cat. She thinks I'm being ridiculous, but I stand by it. Innocent arguments are now becoming more serious fights about the cat. The way I see it, my girlfriend wants to live together, so she has to lose the cat. Am I right?
Wait a minute. Dude, you're being bullied by a pussy? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Really? It intimidates you? It scares you? That girl needs to dump you, man.
You might be gay.
Yeah.
Nope. Cat's got to go. Can't do it. He was there first, man. Cat second.
I agree.
Out with the cat.
Yeah, you want to move in? You shouldn't have brought a cat in.
Out with the cat. Leave a door open.
I hate people who think their animals messing with people is so cute. Like, no, your cat is biting me. Get it away. But people think it's cute and funny. Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, well, maybe you should be nicer to him and he'll be nicer to you.
I'm not even doing anything.
Go get a dog. Chase the cat off. She actually likes it.
Right?
Yeah, you can move in. I just picked up a bull mastiff. You want? Yeah, what kind of cat you bringing over? Bring it on over. I got you.
Lock the cat out of the room. Does the cat have to sleep with you? Lock the cat out of the room.
Agreed.
And that way, you're both coming to, and then if there's an issue after that, then you need to sit down and really have a talk.
All right. Anything else? Anybody else want to get rid of the cat? It has to go. The cat has to go. The guy is right. 100%. 239-765-1039 is the phone number. What's up?
Well, that guy's not right. The cat's got to go. Really?
Yeah.
If I'm the woman, the guy's got to go.
Great. Fantastic. Kick rocks. Gigi, what up?
I hate home.
Hi. Right, good morning, everybody.
We're going back to Valentine's Day, guys. Sorry, we're going back.
Yes. This is, okay. The Valentine's Day, it's a commercial. Me, for Christmas, Valentine's, I tell my husband I don't want anything. Do not buy me flowers. I don't like flowers. They die. Do not take me out for dinner. It's not necessary. Do not buy me chocolate. I don't like chocolate. So it's a capitalism holidays, and it sucks because we love someone every day, not one day specific. This is my opinion.
She said something really important there. Don't buy flowers. They die. Exactly. That's why flowers are picked as the representation for Valentine's Day. They bloom and they die, just like marriages.
Wow. Somebody is jaded. Just for the record.
And did I mention she kept my dog?
Yeah, my wife likes plants, not flowers.
At Home Depot and Lowe's and just in the garden center here out front, Driftwood, they sell rose bushes. And that way, if you look for something that will live long like your love, go get a rose bush.
Got to have something to trim.
But there's every day we can do something different with our spouse and someone we love. Do we really need that one day?
No, we don't need it.
I don't think we don't need it.
Ma'am, you're absolutely right. But and the last lady before you was absolutely right. I mean, a guy, if you want to get laid, do the laundry, do the dishes, clean the house, help your girl, and you're going to get laid. A box of chocolate will not help if you're an ass. You be a nice guy.
Unless she's on her period, then a box of chocolate will help. All right, let's go.
Dark chocolate.
All right, what do you got?
Ma'am, do you have a like-minded sister? Pat Godwin.
Dear Man Panel, my stepson recently broke up with his girlfriend, and now he and his father want me to end my friendship with her. We get along great and often go out shopping and out for wine. Their demand has created a rift with my family because I don't believe I should have to end my friendship just because my stepson ended his relationship. My husband is siding with the son. Should I have to end my friendship? Are my husband and stepson wrong? They think I'm choosing her over them.
All right, break this down.
So basically, they broke up, and she's still friends. I mean, that unfortunately still happens, but what she needs to do is watch the boundaries that are there. There should be no questions asked or answers answered about your son.
Look, you're either in the family or you're out of the family.
Yeah!
That's the way it is. All right?
Not
so, you know what? Your husband and your stepson are not wrong. Blood is thicker than water. That's the way it is. It's a family unit. And yeah, you're being called upon to toe the family line. I'm sorry that you've lost that friendship, but it's better than dividing your family.
Dr. Dollar.
I agree completely. Family comes first, and that's your priority, is your inner circle. I mean, what's around you? What's going on outside is secondary.
Well, fifth grade.
Yeah, I'm on your side.
It's a little gray area, but you got to also consider, were you friends with her before your son met her? That's what you have to kind of figure out. And then if you do continue to be friends, just keep it casual. Like, hey, how's it going? Like you said, don't bring up anything.
Yeah, she ain't coming over.
Hey, invite that ex over to the house real quick. I'm going to bring in three strippers. I'm going to go pay to come over with me. We're going to play this game. You're going to lose, Mom. Don't bring that trick over to my house. Don't bring that trick over to your house. I broke up with her. I don't want her around, all right? Isn't my ex-wife. We don't have kids together. You guys are both wrong. Get that girl out of my house. I don't want her around. And if she's in your house and I come over, I won't be back.
She hurt my feelings. Take my ball and go.
Agree.
Standing ovation.
Friends.
And that's the difference between dudes and chicks. Chicks think it's just okay to keep that friendship. No, it's not okay.
Dudes think it's okay to date multiple women and bring several women around their families in 1 year. You expect me to stop being with friends with seven women? You keep bringing all these girls around me and breaking up.
You chasing the email.
No, I'm not.
That's not what he's saying.
No, she's saying my son recently broke up with his girlfriend, but you don't know. She built a friend friendship and a bond with her. It's like you can't keep bringing all these girls around, and then when you break up with them, I have to dispose of my friendship. Yeah. They can have a special bond.
Yeah, but the thing that I think everybody's forgetting, you got to figure out why they broke up.
Exactly, that too.
What happened?
Her if son could be up, an asshole.
Yeah, if they broke up because, you know, he was being a little crazy, you know, it is what it is. But if you broke up because she did something,
apple don't now, fall
yeah,
the tree.
Now you got to cut that cord, because if she did something to cause a breakup, i.e., you know, had a weekend with whatever.
It is not okay. It's not okay. I'm sorry, guys. It's just not okay. I would not be okay with that. Nope. If you have kids together, then fine. If we have kids together and my parents are going to be friends with her because we have kids together and those are their grandkids, great. I don't care about that. All right? But if I dated her and we were just boyfriend and girlfriend and we ain't dating no more and you still want to hang out with her on Sunday afternoons for Bloody Mary Day, it ain't happening. I'm not okay with that. And I just want to let you ladies know something. No dude is okay with it. None of us. Not one in this room has said okay. Not one dude said okay. None of us dudes were okay with it. You should know that.
Well, I'm still friends with Susan, my ex's mom. We talk on Facebook regularly. She checks up on me. I check up on her.
Yeah, great.
I mean, we don't discuss Chris at all. I mean, that's crossing the line.
You're also across the country.
Right. There's a difference between Facebook versus bringing it home on Saturday and hanging out on the sofa when I don't like that girl. If my son dated a girl and I'm saying, hey, let's bring her over, it's different than, oh, I'm with a friend on Facebook. You know, she lives in Brazil and I live in Fort Myers.
Right. But she also has family over here. And when she came to town, we went out and got food. I mean, I get it. It's across the country, but we still have a bond in a relationship.
Right. But that's it's just... not, staying connected with somebody. That's totally different than what he's talking about, where she's always with him. And we gotta keep that. You gotta get that distance. Keep that distance.
Like I said, I don't care if my parents just want to be social. They want to, you know, mom, you want to be social? Be social. Great. Say hi when you see her in the grocery store. Great. But when I come over Sunday and sit down and have Sunday dinner, and there's my ex-girlfriend with her new boyfriend sitting at the Sunday dinner table, that's not going to be okay for me. Sorry.
But it isn't like they're hanging out every day like exactly. She used to be with a family when they were together. Once in a while, and a week, you know, after they've been broke up for 2 months.
Steve's going to prove me wrong. I can feel it. Steve, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead. You're up.
My story is quite simple. My son was dating a girl, and the girl had a child, not to my son, but we had a relationship with my son's girlfriend and the child. My son broke up with the girl, and we still have a great relationship with the girl and her child, because in this story, you have to remember, we became friends with my son's now ex-girlfriend, who this is, and she did nothing to us, and we did nothing to her, so there was no reason why we had to abandon a friendship that we had with this person. So,
the key word in that whole statement that you just said, the key word was
her ex
and her kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You built a relationship with the kid, because what happened you didn't build a relationship with that kid at all?
No, with both. But
the kid came over. They had like a little family going on, even though they weren't married and it wasn't your son's kid. They had a little family. Did you buy that kid a Christmas gift ever once?
Yep, absolutely.
Did you buy that kid a birthday gift once?
Yeah.
You built a bond with the kid. You're holding on to the kid. You're not holding on to the girl. You're holding on to the kid.
Also the mother of the child.
All right, fantastic. Is your son cool with it?
Yes, my son has no problem with it, because the part of this that you guys are forgetting, it has to do with, I didn't have anything to do with the girl and the relationship that my son had, and I had a relationship with this person who is a normal person, which is an adult. And the part of this I think is important is, remember, you guys are talking about somebody being an adult and somebody not liking something, and that's actually a question of being not an adult. I mean, as an adult, you can have a relationship with somebody and there's no problem whatsoever, but then if you have a son or a daughter who's dating somebody and they have a relationship, why should you always have to automatically go by what your son has done?
Because of what runs through my veins, my friend. Because of what runs through my veins.
Well, then you should be, I mean, here, you should be, you know, a little bit more
Don't forget, my name's tattooed on my arm.
Exactly.
All right, you know who I am? It's tattooed on my arm. I'm a Jones boy. I'm a Jones boy until I die.
Well, then stop making my front door a revolving door, and I won't create relationships with the girls you're bringing in the door.
Exactly.
You guys are making the revolving door part up. That's not in that
but
email.
But it could be in it.
You're making that a part to justify this. If your son's a whore, yes, fine. Go meet all his ex-girlfriends and be friends with him. That's great. But if I date one chick...
Don't bring them, or the thing that she's saying is I agree too, is don't bring all these women to the house because we're human beings and we're going to have some form of rapport with these people that come to my house.
Right.
But so with that said,
what percent of that is because you feel sorry or bad for that kid because that kid formed a bond with you guys?
I feel human, and as a human, I respect the person that comes in my door, and I treat them with respect and honor.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But I'm not knocking your honor, my friend.
But if your son had asked you, you say, you know what, this was an ugly breakup. I really don't like that person. That person was not nice to me. Would you still see that that lady?
The thing that you have to remember is, yes, I love my son. But again, this person has done nothing to me and treated me with respect the whole entire time. And I do respect my son. But as an adult, yes, I have a relationship with the girl's daughter and her. And we talk all the time, so there's no problem whatsoever. And it's been now a few years, and my son actually has no issue with it. And I think the problem is, in this story, is that people are forgetting that we're talking about human beings being treated with respect. So just because my son or my daughter has an issue with the person that they break up with, remember, that person necessarily...
But there's a difference between respect. There's a difference between respect than, hey, let's bring her over to the house and hang out together. I respect everybody equally. But there is a big difference between, okay, let's hang out in my house.
Well, I can't help it if I'm charming. I leave an impression on all my ex's family. I can't help it if I'm very charming and your mom still wants to spend time with me.
My mom would still want to be friends with you. I would hate you for it.
I'm not going to just give up on your mom.
I'd have your car stolen just for the record.
I have a twist on this, and I may be a little bit odd. My ex is encouraging me to be friends with her new fella, who is her live-in boyfriend now, and I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I hate the guy.
And you don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. It has nothing to do with her new boyfriend. It has to do with a relationship that existed before. And again, the thing I say in this conversation is this person did nothing to me at all. She treated me with respect and honor and kindness. Why should I have to abandon her because of a relationship that my son or my daughter had and it went awry? And because it went awry,
What do you do for a living? I got to run to break. I'm 6 minutes late into break. I got to run to break. What do you do for a living? I'm just curious before we wrap this up.
I do construction.
All right, just curious. You sound like a lawyer.
No.
You're very argumentative.
You know me. You guys know me as Hummer Steve.
All right.
What's up?
I still don't like you, Steve, just for the record. All right. I'm just playing, brother. I love you, man. I'll
drive by your shop anytime to remember how big it is.
Hey, brother, I appreciate you calling in, man. I do.
All right, you have a nice day.
Everyone's going to call and tell you you're wrong, but it'll be great.
Okay, that's fine.
No. I got a lot of lines. I love you, Steve. Thanks for calling in. All right. Respectful guy right there. We got to run to break. Got to run to traffic. More of the Man Panel right after this.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. Right now, we have an accident on Dean and Imperial Parkway in Bonita. We also have an accident on Diplomat Parkway East and Corbett Road in Cape Coral. An accident on Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road in Fort Myers. One on Sunshine Boulevard North and 12th Street West in Lehigh. We have an accident on Sunshine Boulevard North and, we have an accident on Alico Road and Industrial in Fort Myers. And lastly, one on Bass and Health Park Commons Drive. This traffic report has been brought to you by B1039 Social Media. You can follow us on everything at B1039 Radio.
All right, 18 minutes until 9 o'clock. Got about 8 minutes left here on the Man Panel. Then after that, we will bring the sheriff, the state attorney, and the co-founder of Kids Minds Matter as we do a basically a town hall meeting live on air at 9 a.m. this morning. Wait for it. Right now, though, we're going to jump right back into the Man Panel. If you got questions about your relationship, hit us off. We have people already commenting. Mindy's on the phone. Mindy, what's your comment? Go ahead.
My comment is I've actually been on the other side of the situation as the guy who called just before the break.
Yeah.
I was the girl, and the guy, my boyfriend, broke up with me because he had found somebody else, and I was heartbroken, and his parents liked me, but it was a selfish reason that I was sticking around just to, you know, get a glimpse of my boyfriend. Maybe he'll see me and he'll want me back, and eventually, it ended up the dad hit on me. So, I mean, I don't think it's a good situation at all. As a girl, I'm not even cool with it.
Did you make the move on the dad?
No, absolutely not.
Did you think about it?
I was heartbroken. No, it was even worse. It was gross.
It took
all that heartbreak from the relationship and just compounded it.
Wow, Mindy. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. So you are on everyone's side except for the caller.
Yeah. I think it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Mindy, your intentions weren't good. You didn't care about his parents.
But she's being honest.
I know what she's saying. Right. That's her. I know what she's saying. I get what she's saying. Oh.
I had a bond with his parents.
Do you believe really that she's the minority?
They were sweet, and they felt so bad for me, but I was there just trying to get my ex back. So,
is he the majority or the minority?
No, but what I'm saying is if your intentions are not pure with the relationship, then yes, it is wrong. If you're only staying friends with his parents to go and spy on your ex, then no, you need to cut it off.
Yes.
But if you genuinely like a person.
But how do you know?
You know.
No, how does the parent know? You're back on her.
The parents don't know.
Exactly.
Thing, you know, they want what they want.
All right. Mindy, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Here's what Mindy is saying, okay? Mindy is saying that she had ill intentions when she.
Exactly.
And the parents still wanted to be friends with her, so she played the role because her intentions were not real. Here's my question for this, and I want everyone to answer this. Is she a minority or a majority of the chicks who become friends with the ex-parents? Is she a majority or minority?
I don't know what she is, but a lot of people have ill intentions when being friends with people in general. So if you have ill intentions going into a friendship, any relationship that people have, then it's not pure. Mm. Her parents don't know, but she's wrong. You trying to be that stalker ex, fatal attraction type stuff. You shouldn't do that to his
parents. You took a wrong call.
She took this call
to explain.
I get it.
Why she stayed. She knows she was wrong.
Right. I know. I get what you're saying, but I genuinely like Susan, my ex's mom.
I don't
have intentions to go spy on his life. I don't.
I agree with Big Mama. What percent of women are deceptive? We all think, women are so pure.
What percentage of men are deceptive?
Oh, exactly. Same percent. But let's not put women on a different pedestal than men. Women are as deceptive. They lie the same as men. Maybe more, maybe less. Here, some people say more. We don't know that, but women are deceptive as well. So I think the majority of women will try to get into the system. They will try to, quote unquote, stalk that guy.
Okay, and if she was trying to be my mother's best friend a week after our breakup, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month, and was asking or not asking, I'd probably say, you know what? Why don't you put that on ice for a little bit? You guys could go in. I would talk to my mom, but I would never say, Mom, you can't be friends with this girl because we broke up. No.
I'm not saying he should. I'm saying the parents should know that.
But here's the thing. Everybody's kind of talking around the issue, but the issue is, as a parent, you do not know what this other person's intentions are. So keep some distance. Keep some distance. Don't try to be so close with this person. Yes, I understand you can have the relationship, but keep the distance. Just like you were saying, if you come in, we're not going to talk about my son, my daughter, whatever it is.
Right.
We can go have something to eat, have a good time. What you doing there? Oh, that's great. But keep that distance. You have to keep that distance because you don't know what their intentions are.
Right. But you don't know what anyone's intentions are. Some people might just be friends with you because you're an ex-athlete. Yeah. Some people friends with Captain Bryant so they could get free tickets to the comedy club.
Why are you calling me out for all my stuff?
Drinks, baby. Drinks.
I'm only friends with the sheriff to get out of speeding tickets. I'm only friends with the lawyer to get free law care. Only friends with Dr. Dollar to get medical care. It's only and only friends with Pat to make me laugh. Make me laugh, funny man. Make me laugh.
I want to say happy Valentine's Day to Vaz and Mel.
Aw, thank you.
My girl. So listen, I do have to say that, Vaz, you seem very scarred. And Biggs, I'm agreeing with you 100%. They all are there for the wrong reason. After that,
yeah. I just think so.
They are.
How am I scarred?
Because you're so angry at all of this.
You're so angry.
Out of all the boyfriends you've ever had in your whole life in 10 years that I've known you, I've heard more stories about you stealing Chris's tools than anything else on the
planet. No, I sold his tools, but we could get into the real reason. But the bottom, but here's what I'm saying.
I love you.
I'm a charming person, and I have genuine relationships with all of my ex's family members. I'm not ill intent.
I know.
Mindy is wrong because she had ill intentions. Yeah. His parents are just being nice.
Yeah.
You should not go into friendships using people, and that's
what
she did.
And what Tucker is saying, that parents should be aware of that. Some of the people have ill intentions, and you shouldn't be so close to them. Hold on, I got a call.
They do, right?
B1039, hello, you're on the air, Rachel.
Hi there, happy Valentine's Day, Wild Bunch.
What?
Hey, so, I don't know. I think there is a fine line when you're dealing with past relationships. I, as a parent, I could not possibly have a relationship with my children's exes. First off, I mean, I'm thinking of it as a mama hen. You know, you do something to my child for them to break up with you. We're not friends. You know, we're not friends. You know, and God forbid, you know, this person, you know, I'm thinking worst case scenarios too. Like, you know, you physically were hurtful to my child. You emotionally abusive to my child. You are, you gave my child a disease. I mean, let's bring it to that point. I could not possibly.
What if your child's the one that's the a-hole, though? I'm just, because that's Babs's angle on this. What if your child was the wrong one in the breakup and you built a relationship with this person? Would you still not be friends with her?
Absolutely not. Because, well, first of all, I would be embarrassed as a parent. I would be embarrassed if my child hurt you to the point. I mean, first of all, my question is, why do you still want to be friends with me if my child hurt you in this relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. And I couldn't, I would be embarrassed to say that I raised a creep that in that sense.
Yeah.
And to that guy that was calling in, that construction gentleman that, you know, made him like stood 10 minutes on the phone talking about how he was respecting everybody. Listen, I don't know. I feel like maybe he got really close to this individual's girlfriend and is seeing an opportunity now that his son is not with her no more.
We all thought it. We just didn't say it. All right. We all thought it. We all just didn't say it.
Well, I said it. Yeah, he probably got a little too friendly with his son's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
You done with her, son? All right, we're going to bring her over tonight.
And blood is always not thicker than water. Your same son could be stealing from you. So I hate the phrase, blood is thicker than water.
And I'd forgive him.
People who are not your family could be like nicer to you and better to you than your own family members.
I've got blood to me that's not my blood. You know, we all know them.
Exactly.
I mean, I have friends of mine that are blood to me.
I benefit of the doubt to my children. That's the point. I think that you know, as a family, you know, your nucleus, and if you raise your children right, you wouldn't want nobody around that, you know, sticking around that's going to continue reminding that person of, you know, the harm or the heartache that they gave that person to break up in the first place, you know?
All right, we got to run. I got to run.
If I raised the person that was actually hurting somebody else, I would beat that person's ass.
She wants that 10 minutes, too.
All right, I got to run. Oh, she can have her 10 minutes, but the other guy can?
No, cut her off.
That's ridiculous.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's ridiculous. You know what? That's ridiculous on your behalf. How come the other guy can have his 10 minutes and he can't?
I said it. There.
Wow. He can't have his she can't have her 10 minutes, but the other guy, you didn't shut the other guy up.
No, because we actually have to run to break and you're late.
Fantastic. I'm not late, but we'll go to break when I want to go to break.
Oh, we keep going.